Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Dr. Tandeka Magwebeba, a postdoctoral fellow at Stellenbosch University who has done extensive research on anti-cancer properties of rooibos on the skin, is joining you on the line this morning to tell you more about the topical application of rooibos, which may offer protection against the early stages of cancer development in the skin. Dr. Tandeka, a very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Cannot complain. And you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us so early on a Friday morning. Yeah. Now, doctor, I mean, we talk about skin cancer. It's something that every time I wake up, I'm like, yeah, I know the skin cancer. And then I move on with my life. How much are we at risk for this? And more specifically, how much are our kids at risk of skin cancer?
We are all at risk of skin cancer, especially the kids. Because now in the summer season, they spend a lot of time out in the sun because of the sporting activities. And most schools don't have sun smart policies where they encourage kids to wear hats, where they encourage kids to put on sunscreen, or where they encourage kids to spend some time in the shade. So when the kids spend a lot of time or they are exposed to the sun, it predisposes them to cancer development.
And in talking to that then, what are some of the measures that you believe we should be putting in place? I believe that rooibos is at the top.
Yes, the study that we have done has shown that rooibos is one of the agents that can help prevent cancer development in skin. And I did a study for my PhD, and the reason why we did the study was because rooibos had already been used to treat various skin ailments. And also it had been used by Anik, a lady who would use it to bath her child to treat skin ailments. But there had not been any scientific evidence to validate the health benefits of rooibos. So before my study, a study that was done by Prof. Manavik showed that rooibos can prevent cancer development by reducing the size and number of tumors on animal models. So my study was to see if this can happen also in human cells. So we saw that if you would topically use rooibos, it can remove damaged skin cells and it can also block the onset of inflammation.
All right. Let me just remind, I'm getting excited here, doctor. To you listening at home, it is 11 minutes now to 5. Good morning to you. Dr. Tandeka Magwebeba is joining you on the line this morning. She's a postdoctoral fellow at Stellenbosch University, talking to us about skin cancer and, more importantly, talking to us about how rooibos can help in reducing the risk of skin cancer. 021-446-0567. A very good morning to you. Be part of the conversation. Doctor, just bring it back to you. So, rooibos. I've got some rooibos in my house. Is it just any normal rooibos tea? Let's start there. Is it any normal rooibos tea? And what am I doing? Am I drinking it or am I smearing it on my skin, using it as a lotion? How would this work?
Okay. With the study that we did, our focus was on rooibos being used topically. And with the work that we did, we focused on the plant extract. And what we were working towards is to actually develop a product, something like an ointment that can be used after exposure to the sun. But there has been studies that have shown that if you drink 6 cups of rooibos, it can have beneficial effects.
How many did you say? 6 a day?
Yes, that was a study that was done by Prof. Janine Manevich. But our study promotes the use of rooibos topically.
So topical meaning that you're putting it on the skin?
Yeah, you're going to it on the skin.
Look, I can promise you right now that with the many of us listening, many, I mean me, as soon as I leave the show this morning, it's me and rooibos. You got to understand. So that's why I just want to understand what am I doing here? Is it like 1 tea bag? Is it 2 tea bags that I need to use? Or is it just like my normal cup or serving of rooibos and then just smearing it on the skin? And then, because drinking 6, I can't drink that much tea. I just cannot. So, how would that work?
Okay, that's why we're still trying to characterize how the rooibos would work with our study, because we haven't really gotten to a stage where we have the final product yet, where we would finalize the concentrations and when and how much you would need to put on with the ointment.
But one thing is clear here, Doctor, then, is that if I am a parent who has a child that, well, all of us have children that will be exposed to sunlight, perhaps a rooibos tea is a remedy that we should start introducing to our kids. Now, if we do also start introducing this to our kids, is there a difference? Because when you go to the shops, you'll see that there's rooibos junior and then there's the normal rooibos. Is there any difference between those two, or is it the main one that you must be using?
Okay, at the moment, I can't really say which one would be better, because we, like I said, our focus was on the plant extract. And also with the different rooibos that are on the market, the junior and the normal one, we haven't really looked at the differences, what it would do on the skin.
Yeah, you must forgive us, Doctor, because, you know, rooibos has always been there. It's always been part of our lives. And, you know, the more we hear about these wonderful benefits that it has, the more excited we get and the more we want to know more about it. So just in talking about that, Doc, how do we find out more about this research? How do we communicate with you, with the likes of you, those that are in the research of this? Let's say we are interested. Are we allowed to do that? If so, how do we do that?
Okay. You can get hold of me on my email address, which is tmhecweba@sun.ac.za. Did I say that too quickly?
No, that's fine. We've got the recording of it, and Rafiq will take it down also.
But then if people want to read more about the health benefits of rooibos, they can go to the South African Rooibos Council website, which is sac@.co.za.
You know, Doc, really now I'm really interested in you, because I'm fascinated about human beings and the way the thought process they work. Now, I'm in radio. I enjoy radio. I love radio. You wake up and you work with rooibos tea. Why?
I think it's the job of a scientist. And you actually put it in a nutshell. We always want to ask a question and we want to answer that question. So with the rooibos as well, it started with a question and we set out to use scientific tools to answer that question.
Well, tell you what, Doc, that is absolutely fascinating, the sort of research that you are doing. And hopefully in future you'll be joining us again to give us more details now on how we can go about reducing our risks of skin cancer. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. That is Dr. Tandega Magwebeba, postdoctoral fellow at Stellenbosch University.